is Oprah Winfrey. I just want to congratulate all the people on YouTube.com for celebrating their 1 millionth YouTube website. Thanks, YouTube.
Shut up, Oprah!
It's my money and I need it now.
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 Hey, shut the f*** up!
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Hey! Time to make an alt account on YTMND.com!
Now, broadcasting from a transmitter the size and power of a toaster.
You really think you can break out of my prison?
From the top of the San Gabriel Mountains.
You won't even know I was here.
To the Rockies. To the Appalachians.
Just because I don't care doesn't mean I don't understand.
This is the house that YTMND built.
Well, I think we've all had about enough of this game.
This is
Vote 5
Radio Citrus.
You got me.
So it hit me the other day. Walmart is just a big giant vending machine.
How so?
Well, I had to go buy a surge protector at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, wait. Why did you need a surge protector?
I don't know.
Number one, why did you need a surge protector? Number two, why did you only have time 3 in the morning?
Okay, so
there's two stories there.
So I had this crappy laptop that my brother bought. It was this Acer, and he bought it for law school, and he dropped it on the floor on accident and it broke. And anyway, it works as long as you don't close it, you know. But anyway, I wanted to take it on a trip and use it for watching Netflix in the hotel. Because, I mean, there's no point in watching the hotel cable anymore. When I have Wi-Fi in the hotel, I just watch all the Netflix stuff I want, you know.
Solid.
Family Guy instead of some infomercial about the Hawaii chair or whatever, you know.
Hawaii chair.
I got to pull that up here.
Hawaii chair, please sponsor this podcast, please. We need money.
I don't think they're in business anymore.
You don't know that?
Out of your workout. I'm pretty sure that, man.
The Hawaii chair.
I remember we were at the radio station, and someone found that. Now, you and I have expressed the same frustration when you are all over the internet, surfing the internet, messing around with stuff, clicking on links. You kind of see everything, and to find a joke that really tickles your funny bone, it takes a little while. But to people who don't, anything that sort of hits the top of the internet, they're like, oh, isn't this so funny?
Oh.
So there was a day at work. Like, I mean, the Hawaii chair, I saw that years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I already saw it and I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of weird.
Like,
that's kind of
2007,
funny.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is old hat. Okay. But that's fine. That's nothing against it. It's fine. It's funny. It's weird. But then one day at work, I swear, everyone was just like,
hey, have you seen the video of this thing called the Hawaii chair.
Watch the video. And it was always like 7 minutes long. And I was like, guys, I have work to act like I'm doing.
If but I'm watching a video, she's going to get back on the chair. And then I found this other one where Ellen DeGeneres is on the chair. Look, Ellen's falling off the chair.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, and we had to do that with every single person.
Well, the guy we produced the show for discovered Nyan Cat.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Which
he would shut up about it.
Oh well, not just in person. He had Nyan Cat, which he renamed Cat Tart.
which bad, just bad.
But Nyan Cat showed up what 4 or 5 years ago, right? Like 2011.
Yeah.
So this thing had been around for 2 years, and he opened the show with it. You know, which, hey, that's better than what's talk radio normally do. You have like 1970s rock songs, you know?
Going to Ohio, whatever that song is that yeah. I'm so sick of existing.
But so this is a little more hip. But it's just like the novelty was like 3 or 4 years too late.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I Surge Protector... I realized my laptop was so crappy that when you'd plug it into the wall directly, it wouldn't connect or wouldn't charge. And I was heading out of town the next morning, and so I thought, well, and it was weird. So I actually, the night before, I took it back to the place. I'd had them glue the screen back together, you know, and they plugged it in. Their surge protector worked fine. I took it home. It didn't work anywhere in the house until I plugged it in a surge protector, and it worked. So I thought, oh, well, I need to I guess I need to go to Walmart and buy a surge protector. But that thought crossed my mind about 2:30 in the morning.
I
drove all the way to Walmart without speaking to a soul. Went back to electronics, got it, carried it back to the self-checkout, checked it out and left. And I thought, it's just a big, giant 20,000-square-foot vending machine.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, if you want a Coke, you can go to Walmart right now and get a Coke and walk away just like a vending machine without speaking to anybody.
Which I love not speaking to people.
I don't know. It gets a little lonely after a while. You know.
Well, yeah, but I guess it depends on what the goal is. No, my goal is to never leave the house ever for any reason. And part of that is I don't have to talk to any other humans. And so if I can go to Walmart and not have to interact with another human, great.
And see, I'm the other way where I believe Robert Putnam's book, Bowling Alone, that we've lost social capital in society, and to maintain a democracy, we need to start actually talking to each other. So I'll try to actually make eye contact with the cashier and say, just, you know, how's it going? Cool. You know, oh yeah, nice weather outside. You know, just small talk for the sake of it, so that that way people feel humanized. People who you know, like cashiers and things who could be dehumanized very easily.
Well,
you know?
who they could literally be replaced by a robot.
Yeah. Oh, and with the self-checkout, they are.
They really have, though.
But anyway, so Walmart, this is kind of interesting here. They suddenly closed 5 stores. And fired, blew everybody out. Managers, cashiers, stock people, deli. I mean, how'd you like to just basically come to work one day and they said, oh, we shut the store down?
I would be terribly surprised because I've never actually seen a closed Walmart.
I've seen them superseded where they closed a small one because they opened a super center down the street.
Yeah.
But to actually have it closed, and this is weird. They closed 5 stores all in the same – basically, I think it was Monday. I think they just closed them all at once.
Just nope, no more Walmart.
And one of them was in Pico Rivera, California. And here's what the local news down there is talking about.
A small crowd of people behind me is the last of hundreds of Walmart employees who waited in line here for hours today to speak with Walmart representatives about their uncertain future with the company. And many of those workers told KTLA this morning they are just disgusted with how they've been treated.
Well, because, I mean, first of all, you basically show up and see the doors are locked. You know, they have to go down to talk to Walmart people at a hotel somewhere else in town. That's kind of weird.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
This needs to stop. And for that, Venanzi Luna is taking a stand against Walmart, the company she says she gave 8 years of her life to.
It hurts me to see my coworkers suffering to where, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my rent?
Hundreds of employees waited in line outside this Rosemead Hotel to speak with Walmart's human resources representatives.
That's bad. That's really bad. So to be even be able to talk to your HR person who I realize on paper that it versus in practice, HR serves two different things. On paper, they represent the employee. In practice, they make sure the employee doesn't screw the company.
Yes.
You know, that's basically. But so just to talk to your HR rep, there's a line. And seriously, the photo, you go to KTLA's website and look up this article. You can check it out. There's literally, she's not exaggerating. There's 100 people standing in line outside of the hotel just to have their 5 minutes to talk to HR to try to find out what happened, negotiate final paychecks, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's pitiful. And this is one of 5 stores. This is the most prominent because it was in Pico Rivera just outside of downtown L.A.
Because California is the state that matters.
Well, I mean the
Nope. That's what it is, Rob.
There's a store that closed in like Lubbock, Texas and
Lubbock's garbage. It's whatever.
You know, out somewhere halfway between Kansas City and Oklahoma City, St. Petersburg, Florida. I mean, nothing against those places, but when you're talking about media exposure, you're going to get a lot more attention with the Pico Rivera store than you are with Lubbock or wherever West Texas.
Exactly. Exactly. That sentence is yes.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting. Five stores all closing at the same time. Walmart's excuse, is it bad sales? Well, no, because the stores are only closed temporarily for like 6 months. Remodel? Well, that seems dumb. You just remodel the store with it open. Stores do that
which
all
the time. Have done, and I'm so happy every time they have done it. It makes shopping so easy.
Well, but it allows them to keep generating revenue. You know, I mean, it makes no sense to shut a revenue-producing store down. And this is one of the first times I've ever heard of a big-box retailer shutting down for 6 months for basically no reason if they're planning to reopen as opposed to close. I understand if they close, they said, oh, these were underperforming stores. But it's just kind of a weird smattering of stores to shut down.
About a 60-day severance package and transfer options following the sudden closure of the Pico Rivera Walmart on Monday.
Okay, so 60 days severance, that ain't great, but that buys them some time. And
it's 2 months. That's not terrible. That's not great. That's
yeah,
not terrible.
Yeah, to help you try to find another job. And they say transfer options, but you know, how many open positions are there? Is there enough to absorb, you know, especially
right.
Southern California might not be so bad, but because there's other Walmarts. But if you're, you know, how many Walmarts are there between Kansas City and Oklahoma City?
I mean,
it's probably just the one,
three.
You know.
Right.
So on that one, they're just sorry out of luck. Go see if the guy over at the feed store is hiring, and probably not enough to hire an entire Walmart.
Like they gave me this packet.
The store's 530 workers were given
530 workers.
Hey,
do you have any idea Walmart hires that many people per store?
Interesting, because you know how many of them I see? One. Where do they put the other 520-something, 533?
Well, they've got, I imagine many of them are part-time because they don't want to pay benefits.
Of course. So Obamacare.
So
Obama.
Have, well, hey, they were doing that before Obamacare. Obamacare
true.
Just put salt in the wound.
Obamacare just gave them the most precise way to do it.
It was a great scapegoat because they can blame somebody else for something they were already doing anyway. But the so you hire a bunch of people at 20 hours a week or whatever. But I still can't believe 500 people. That's a lot of jobs, you know. I would have thought maybe it would be 100, you know.
Only a few hours' notice.
I got six kids at home, yeah.
Well, we have a car payment and rent and utilities and all that, you know.
You know, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal by any means. But I do feel bad. Like, this lady, she's got to be like 60.
I mean, yeah, her employment options don't exactly scream like, you can just go get it. It's like, no. You found a good spot.
I'm glad
now that spot's gone.
Well, I'm glad they did the 60 days severance. But, boy, if it takes them, say, 200 days to find their next job, because you know how awesome the job market is in Southern California right now, they could be up a creek, because if you miss a couple of car payments, then you're delinquent forever. The car gets repoed. You lose all the money you've dumped into the car. You can't qualify for a new loan for a new car without having to pay 90% interest. You get kicked out of your apartment. Your stuff gets locked up. It gets auctioned. I mean, this could really ruin a lot of people. And Walmart still hasn't given a good explanation that I've heard yet as to why they've done this to 500 people.
Yes, yes, but I believe you might have a theory.
Well, let's look here.
Considered none of that.
How dare them just give us 5 hours? I mean, like, if we're nothing.
Walmart says the store was one of five nationwide closed because of plumbing problems and that it was a difficult decision.
What plumbing problem takes 6 months to fix?
I mean, look.
You can build a Walmart in 6 months.
Yeah, right. I have seen an entire Walmart built in less than 6 months.
If they came in, demolished the store, and built a brand new one, I buy their alibi. Maybe there's something bad in the concrete or something. But isn't it weird that the plumbing problem would be in Pico Rivera, California, Lubbock, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, the Gulf side of Florida? I mean, that's just kind of random.
Very different environments, very different water situations and all of those.
For all I know, the Louisiana store's on stilts. I mean, they're all built quite differently. And what's interesting is, I'll give credit to Zero Hedge. They pulled it up, and they pulled Google Street Views of each store so you can see what they look like. Totally different. The Storm Pico Rivera looks like brand new construction. It looks like something that's less than 10 years old, maybe even less than 5 years old. The store in Florida still has the old Walmart logo with the star in the middle. It looks like a much older store, you know. So I'm not buying that it's the same floor plan, the same architect, the same problem. I know they share blueprints from store to store, clearly. And actually, if it was a structural problem with the blueprints, I would expect them to close way more than five stores. If it was
right, because there's like four different kinds now. Like,
yeah. You know, so why these five stores in particular? That's kind of weird.
However, many of the workers don't buy it, believing it's retaliation for employees pushing for worker rights. Luna started the organization United for Respect at Walmart.
I see.
So now there's starting to be some mileage as to maybe why they closed the Pico Rivera store. You know.
Unions, right?
It's a union state. They have the right to unionize. You know, California's cost of living is really high. I would imagine the profit margin's pretty good because Walmart's competing with. You ever try to buy groceries in California?
Yeah, I have actually. It's terrible.
Well, it's expensive. You have I lived. They're Salt Lake City, and the rich people still go down to the discount grocery chain. Everybody does.
You mean Reams?
Yeah, Reams. And but in L.A., the rich shop at Gelson's, and then the middle class and even the poor shop at mid-tier, Trader Joe's, Albertsons, and then the very poor go to Food for Less and Walmart, you know. Yeah, middle class go Walmart too, but there's an expectation. Everything's expensive, and so going to shop at Gelson's or a higher end store, Whole Foods even, is considered much more normal than people who live in the heartland of the country who are used to, you know, getting the discount bin at Kroger and really trying to cut their expenses down,
really digging into those savings.
So when you're competing in that market, Walmart could probably have a little higher profit margin. Southern California do just fine. Maybe they do. I don't know. But, when you're living in an expensive town, you got to make expensive wages. And I would imagine the pay at a non-union shop, Walmart, Walmart wanting to nip that in the bud as fast as they could.
You don't want to set a precedent.
Exactly, because if you one store tips, what happens to... There goes the neighborhood stores.
Come on. You're going to tell me that this is the first store that went on strike? This is the first store that did the first sit down? This is the first store that changed the policy for Walmart?
No, what they're doing.
Oh, so that's actually a lot. I didn't know a lot of that protest was going on. So they had sit-ins and stuff at Pico Rivera? The Organization United for Respect at Walmart, a group funded by the Food Workers Union.
Oh, those unions are back.
Has led to strikes and sit-ins. That, to me, sounds like they're trying to strike bust. Plumbing is an excuse.
Is they're letting us go so that they can have part-time people so that they don't have to pay them their benefits.
Yep, that's what they're doing everywhere else. Why would they want to do why would Southern California be any different, right?
Right.
Well, just for the fact that the rent costs five times what it does in the rest of the country.
Because a lot of us have been there for a lot of years.
There's no guarantees you have a position.
Oh,
open.
I hadn't thought of that. Seniority. They're blowing out all the people who, you know, if you get your automatic raises every year of, you know, maybe 3% for cost of living and another 2 or 3% for, that adds up. Suddenly you're making $15, the new guy's making $9. You blow everybody out and just hire new people. There you go. And cut the expenses of the store down, maybe even to the point that it justifies the store being closed for 6 months.
Because
people can't sit through 6 months. They have to.
They can sit through 2 months.
Yeah, but not six.
Employees are hoping to transfer to other locations. Walmart says it aims to reopen the Pico Rivera store.
Now, if that's the case, nobody with any seniority is going to be able to transfer. Because they want to blow those salaries out of there. They don't want that on the payroll anymore.
Or when the issues are resolved. But Luna says if that happens, it would mean reapplying and most likely taking a pay cut.
There you go.
There it is.
I think we figured out Walmart's number here.
No, this is not respect. Well, guess what, Walmart? Enough is enough.
Yeah. Well, to me, then the question is why five the other stores weren't. I mean, a store in Texas isn't going to have a.
I mean, that is a right to work state. You're not going to.
Could it be? I'm stealing this idea actually from a comment I'm reading here.
Okay.
They need to close other stores with the same excuse. So that if they get challenged in court, they can say, oh, no, we had nothing to do with you guys. You guys just happened to have your store closed at the same time we closed these other four.
And do you think they're doing the villainy thing where they say, oh, and if you attempt to villainize, we'll close four other stores at random?
Well, I don't know per se, but that is pretty villainy just period that they did.
True.
Because if that's another 500 per store, you're talking 2,000 other employees who lost their job for no reason. And now, you know, I mean, I wish the economy were better and I could say, thank heavens, I'm glad you're out of there. Go get a better job. But the truth is there just aren't enough jobs. A lot of them may never work again, you know, especially if they're in their late 50s, you know, and been with Walmart for 10 or 15 years. I don't know. That's pretty yucky. So. The end of the day, I don't like Walmart, but when you need a surge protector at 3 a.m., where else are you going
to
go?
You can't. Seriously, I don't like Walmart, and I want to get to a point where I am successful enough that I no longer – that Walmart is no longer my default, but I'm not there yet, so
This Radio Citrus on Q959.
The house that YTMND built.
Get to the chopper!
Radio Citrus.
Recently, when I became deathly ill, I used this remote control to talk.
Terrorists win. For free information about Life Call, call 1-800-872-9100. That's 1-800-872-9100.
Uncle Lou! Uncle Lou!
You know what pisses me off? I went on another trip one time. Went to the country of Hungary. I'm thinking, yeah, there's a bunch of starving people over here. Nope. There's like a bakery, a deli on every single corner. I mean, you have people that are weighing anywhere from 250 to 300 pounds, and these ain't tall people.
Uncle Lou! Uncle Lou!
Hello, Radio Citrus.
Universal has given Earthquake its maximum effort. The city of Los Angeles and its millions of people living, loving, planning, fighting.
Then the big one follows in 48 hours.
If this damn bus, there won't be nothing between here and Wilshire Boulevard left to burn.
You're all going to have to help yourself.
Help me!
You know, people, they name their Spotify playlist some, weird names.
Is it like sort of like freeware? They can just call it whatever they want. You can search it. I don't use Spotify.
Yeah, like I made one that's a hip hop throwback, you know, and so anybody who searches that can find or subscribe to my playlist. Anyway, this one, the playlist was Toilet.
Okay. Well, so the reason why we brought that up is we were chatting and you know, we're talking about all the new crap that's going on. Because with little radio magic, we record two of these episodes back to back so that we can have some time off, so we can have crap happen to us so we can talk about it.
Exactly.
Bob, have you ever used a bidet?
I'm not even sure what one is.
So the long and short of it is toilet paper is cool. Toilet paper is like that girlfriend who's been really nice and really great, but just like after a while, just isn't really getting the job done. Just isn't really, you know.
It looks like a toilet with a sink on it.
A little bit. So for those of you who don't know, and for those of you who are trying to be prude and act like you're above this, bidet, what they do is they pretty much squirt water on you, on your bum, so that, you know, instead of using tons of toilet paper to take care of stuff, you can just use a little bit of water and take care of stuff. Now, I moved into an apartment in college, and there was a bidet on the toilet, and I was like, this is weird. This is weird. Then I started using it, and then I fell in love. Okay? So I have since moved out of there. I have been wanting a bidet for myself, and so I made the plunge, so as it were.
You just hose out the unmentionable area then, or?
Yeah. It's like a mini power washer.
And that works better than toilet paper?
Yeah, pretty much.
I could see like starting with toilet paper, and then when you're done, like power washing out just to like really get it super clean. But
see, and that's just it. You do the opposite. You spray things out, toilet paper to clean up any of the moisture. Boom, you're good to go.
Yeah,
it's great. So I bought my own tonight.
Go on Amazon and get one?
Yeah, literally, $29.
Wait. A whole toilet thing for $29?
No, it's not a toilet. It's just an attachment. You can get a toilet itself that has it on it.
Okay.
I just have an attachment, so.
Yeah.
Have you ever used it?
No, but it looks yucky. I don't want to.
That's what everyone's thought is until you feel the cool, refreshing breeze of cleanliness.
Oh, that getting too personal. I've used the shower handle thing that you have in the shower, but you still finish your business with the toilet paper, get it totally clean first, and then you get in the shower, and it's just you hose out the little bit of. But this, no, I don't want one of those.
But so I spent money. It arrived. They mailed it to me. That's the best part. They left it on my door.
Oh, and then. It's all right.
It was amazing. I'm so happy.
I bought breakfast cereal on Amazon.
So. That's right. You Amazon primed some Lucky Charms, right?
No, it was this hoity-toity gluten-free something.
You know, what is it? Frosted Flakes? Isn't that gluten-free?
I think so. I think they're made out of corn.
You know what else? They're also great.
Great! Okay. Did we get the call? 323-920-9590?
One more time on that number.
323-920-9590.
Okay.
Call number
said
nine.
That, like, as fast as possible.
323-920-9590. Hi, who's this?
I just died.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, that's the one that, it sounds like a fart. I think last time we were.
Is someone farting into their phone?
Sounds like a little fart. Okay, next call. Hello.
Is that Sean Connery?
He's got laryngitis or something.
You're the man now, dog.
Oh!
Hey, we got to have our YTMND reference, because this is the house that YTMND built. I mean, we're not YTMND themed anymore, just because there's not enough stuff going on over there or anything. But if it wasn't for YTMND back in 2009, I never would have started this podcast at all. So. Yeah.
Look, YTMND was how I discovered funny.
I know. Right? It was that bridge before YouTube.
Yep.
You know, you needed – because you had like Newgrounds, but Newgrounds wasn't that funny. And then you had YouTube, which was awesome. And it was just that like window around like 2000 – YouTube came out in 2005, but I really didn't start using YouTube till like 2008. So it's probably around 2006 if I was a big YTMND fan. That window.
Like YouTube was cool. When they were doing 240, so it's just like, oh, okay, it's a place to drop videos. Then they came out with 360p. It was like, oh, look at that.
Well, you didn't have the option. It was just like this button that said like HQ for high quality, and it's like, wow. And HQ, excuse me, I'm eating here, was so good on the old laptop screens and stuff. You know, you're running 1280 by 1024 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, that's all I'd ever need. That's all I could ever stream. And now, if I can't get my 1080p 60 frames per second, I'm a little disappointed.
A little bit like, wow. Not getting the real experience now, am I?
I'm watching reruns of L.A. Law from the 1980s.
Really?
Remember that show?
Is that what you're watching on YouTube?
Oh, heavens, yes. Here. Simply for this.
Oh, sexy sax.
And that's the best part is anytime they have a love scene, that saxophone comes back. But it's actually a pretty good show. It's got a different vibe than Law and Order, because Law and Order is the prosecutor.
Yeah.
And this is more the defense office, you know. So it's a different vibe, but... Anyway, we're getting distracted here. Let's get back to the calls. 323-920-9590. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this here is the Brigham Dancer.
Brigham Dancer? What was that?
A little lost.
Yeah.
I heard your show this afternoon in my truck.
Yes, we got another listener. He said he listened to us in his truck.
Interesting, interesting.
As you're talking about Hollywood and pointy-headed bastards.
Pointy-headed?
Is that racist?
I don't know. No, well, the only pointy-headed people I can think of are KKK members who are racist, but it wouldn't be racist to point out a KKK member, I don't think.
Well, would it be racist to assume that they're all white?
Hollywood's pretty white.
Uh-huh.
Southern California's not, but Hollywood's, that's the west side of L.A. is pretty, looking like
white bread.
Yeah, you're looking like rural Oklahoma out there, you know.
Oh,
only
boy.
With more money
Blech.
And more
disgusting.
Stats.
Oklahoma.
Hope the big one strikes and y'all fall in the ocean.
Talk about the earthquake.
Can't happen soon enough. And then I heard you're doing more shows.
Uh-huh.
I hope you talk about New York and Washington.
New York and Washington?
And pointy-head bastards need to fall in the other ocean.
So what he's saying is...
Okay,
pointy-headeds in L.A. need to fall into the ocean. And then New York and Washington, they need to fall in the other ocean.
Why is everyone drowning? Why is this what... Why are all the KKK people located in California and New York?
They're not.
And Washington? They're all Washington State. Is it Washington D.C.? I don't know.
The KKK, I think, only exclusively exist in Alabama, rural Alabama,
like very rural.
I don't think you're going to find KKK in Southern California. That's not. I mean, I'm sure you would, but because you'll find.
If you look hard enough, you can find anything. Well, but.
So SoCal's actually, what's kind of cool is it's the only place in the world that has not just a representation of every religion and every type of thinking and every type of race. It has a major representation of it. Glendale, a lot of Armenian people. They're cool, you know. In fact, GTA 5 at the very beginning when you go to the car dealership where they're selling Michael's son an SUV.
Simeon!
I believe he's an Armenian.
Yeah, I think that's the stereotype they were playing off of.
Yeah, you know, and that's the type of thing I can... I think Family Guy makes fun of that.
Mayor West, what do you plan to do if you win the lottery?
Well, I'd finally splurge and buy myself one of those fancy four-piece suits.
And how about you, every Persian guy in the world?
White BMW!
And it's true, you know. You'll find a lot of really nice luxury cars in Glendale. And the truth is... If I had a lot of money and a place to settle down but wanted easy access to downtown L.A., like if I worked at, L.A. Law.
Oh, gosh.
I would live in Glendale because that 2 freeway has almost no traffic on it compared to the surrounding freeways. So you get in and out of downtown pretty easy. And they just have that little stretch on the 101 that's bad, the Hollywood. And... the Armenians, that neighborhood, they definitely upper middle class. They keep it nice, you know.
They do well for themselves.
Eagle Rock's got a little bit of a hipster thing going on, which is not cool, but
which is weird and whatever. But, we just sort of tolerate it.
Yeah, but it's not too bad. But yeah. Anyway, I for one am not voting that everybody falls off into the ocean. But I do appreciate somebody tuning in, listening in their truck. Oh, hold on. My call's not working here.
Didn't this country be right again? And that's all I got to say. You have a good day there, Mr. Radio Man.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 323-920-9590.
And I can feel the love.
Even if you're a hillbilly in a truck who believes that half the country should slide off into the ocean when the big one hits.
When the big one hits. Okay.
Well, that's a thing, you know. If you're especially out here on the west, in the west coast, I mean, you've got the Pacific plate moving around. You got the Ring of Fire.
Oh, reference.
Last week we were talking about the. You go to Taco Bell and then you have trouble later that day.
You got your own little Ring of Fire.
Burn, burn, burn. Yeah, that's... So anyway,
Hey, we love that you listen. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, you know, and when the big one hits, it'll be sad. Well, you know.
I don't know. I won't care.
Well, it's a big deal. Actually, everybody talks about Southern California, but Northern California is just at risk nearly as much. Well, actually, the movies may talk both. You remember 10.5, the movie 10 years ago that was on NBC?
Yes.
NBC? Here we go. It's right here.
1906, a magnitude 7.9 earthquake shatters San Francisco, causing the worst natural disaster in American history. 1923, the 8.2 Great Kanto earthquake destroys the greater part of Tokyo with raging fires. Chile, 1960, a devastating magnitude of 9.5 off the coast of central Chile generates a tsunami affecting the entire Pacific Basin.
Seattle, this morning, 7.9.
In an earthquake.
Northern California
over.
By noon, 8.4. Southern California by tonight, 9.2.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. A bunch of crappy 1980s cars sliding into each other.
They deserve it.
Oh, and then I love, they're like, where's it striking now? San Francisco. And you see a bicyclist.
Oh, gosh.
As the concrete all splits up and splinters, there's a cyclist riding over the top.
He's like, oh, no, it's shaky.
Of course, it's some super white cyclist, not like, say, a single mother in Oakland driving her crappy car to pick up her kids from daycare. No, it's a cyclist, and it's San Francisco, and it's only hitting the major part of the city. No, we don't have to show the people in Stockton or Gilroy or Sacramento or other places where normal people live. No, we only show San Francisco, because that's the hip, exciting, visually interesting part that we put on TV. And
that's
of course,
the part we like, all right?
Bigger than what we've experienced so far.
What? What do you see?
Dad's not coming.
He still has work to do, helping people.
You want to use nuclear warheads?
It's the only way to fuse the...
What?
Did you catch that?
Yes. Giving them the old Armageddon.
You want to use nuclear warheads?
It's the only way to fuse the fault line.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't know geology, but I don't think... Don't nuclear warheads tear stuff apart, not fuse
generally,
them together?
Generally, they have an outward expansion. I mean, yes, it gets hot, but... If there's no material in the place where you need it to be hot, nothing can fuse.
You need to use nuclear. Well, Independence Day, there's a scene where they're over Houston. And
It was Dallas. It was Dallas.
Dallas. And they decide, do we use a nuclear warhead to try to blow up this very scary UFO thing that's been destroying cities? To me, that's actually a moment where there's a decent
risk
reward.
I mean, no one's around.
Yeah, they've evacuated the city. It's just wrecking the city. And that seems like a plausible tool to finish the job. Take the most powerful bomb known to mankind, dump it inside the scary spaceship that's blowing things up, and give it a shot and see how it goes. Because what do you have to lose? The scary spaceship's probably going to blow the city anyway.
Right.
But to try to use it to do fuse plates together, that's but that's not unprecedented in California history. Interstate 40, which runs from Baker, California to probably all the way to Texas, I would imagine. It runs through a mountain range in the deserts of California. And in the early 1960s, when they were looking at how much dirt they had to excavate to make room for the freeway, there was, for a short time, a proposal to use nuclear weapons to blow enough dirt out of the
way. Dig it all out?
To build the freeway. But they didn't do it. But
which is kind of disappointing. It's probably better that they didn't, yeah. But disappointing.
But very 1960s thinking. But even that is still a better idea than trying to fuse two plates together.
324. We are at target depth.
Nope. They're putting the nuclear weapons in the ground.
What if I'm wrong?
I'm authorizing the evacuation of the entire West Coast.
Can you imagine if they evacuated the entire West Coast? Where would they go?
And they're like, we're going to Nevada. What?
Okay. You have 35 million people in California. Might be 40 now. 40 million people. Probably another, what, 5 in Oregon, 5 in Washington, something like that. So you got 50 million people. 1/6 of the entire country. And we've seen what happens to Las Vegas on just a typical Friday night. You know, the room rates jack way up. Everything's booked out. And the freeway's backed up all night long just because you have the two lanes through the desert trying to get everybody out. And on any given night, 1% of L.A. at best goes up to Vegas.
Yeah. Maybe. Nope.
Yeah, trying to evacuate in a short period of time everybody in Southern California, Northern California, Inland California, Oregon and Washington to where?
To Flagstaff.
Flagstaff. Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Salt Lake City. Denver. Denver is 4 million people. Okay, it gobbles up the Central,
true, but that's
the
a
Central
lot of
Valley
states.
Of California. It's double its size now overnight. That means you have twice as much people using the toilets, twice as much people drinking the water and eating the food.
And the civic engineer shows his face.
It's like doomsday preppers, right? They dream of a day when society's going to collapse and we'll all go Mad Max and move out into the desert and form our little colonies, right? Except that that's really stupid because where does humanity have a better chance to survive? In the shambles of a city which has some infrastructure that could gradually be repaired. For instance, if my house collapsed, I could take the rubble and put it over the concrete foundation and still have a shelter. Or if I go out in the country all by myself and set up a tent. I'd rather try to wear out the storm in the rubble of my house than in a tent out in the desert with no toilets, no water, no food. I don't know.
And you know what? Another joke about, what is it, about doomsday preppers? Why are all of them fat? Seriously. Why are all of them fat?
No, they've already done their prepping.
They've prepped their body, literally.
Well, they tell you they're not trying to store 6 months of food in their house. They're trying to store weeks worth of food. 323-920-9590. It's Radio Citrus on Q95.9.
I'd make a computer language.
Yeah, I can't read it. If you'll there's no words there.
The house that YTMND built.
What is
Radio Citrus.
Raising kids today is one of the most rewarding jobs you could ever have. It's also one of the toughest. Parents can get angry and stressed. If you get mad, you need to step back and count to 10. And if you can't get over your anger, take it out on the kids by hitting them.
The more you know.
You know the little song he'll hum as he gets dressed. You know the shirt he'll choose, the wine he'll order. You know him. Yet now, after exploring vineyards in the hills of Italy, he doesn't order the wine he always orders. He asks to be surprised. And for that moment, he's new to you. He's changed. Something's different. He has been distant lately. Is there another woman? Is he in love with someone else? Did he bring you on this vacation as a way of saying goodbye? No. Worse. He's going to murder you. He brought you here to kill you. You're in the middle of the Atlantic and he's going to toss you overboard. Your body won't be found for weeks, months, if at all. You have to act now. Stay calm. Act normal. Slip your steak knife into your purse. Be ready to strike. Princess Cruises. Your spouse wants you dead.
You know what I'm mad about? I saw it on Fox the other day. The war that was on Christmas. What about the war on Thanksgiving and the whole situation with Iraq? The fact that Turkey's so close. What happens if Turkey gets wiped out, people? Okay, no more Thanksgiving. I know what it is. It's because that damn turkey in cartoons carries around a muzzle loader. Who's going to f*** with a turkey with a muzzle loader?
Uncle Lou! Uncle Lou!
It's ghetto-tastic.
Defies all logic, that thing.
Radio Citrus is on your radio or smartphone.
Hit us up at 323-920-9590. Let it go. So
that's my jam.
I remember the days when my dad was smoking a rock.
Oh, there's nothing like
being poor.
Well, taking a song that's telling the plight of poverty in the inner city and then marketing it to suburban middle class people.
Mm-hmm.
City High, the City High album, was not a soul heartfelt album marketed to people back in the city. Tupac stuff, it went both directions, but I just don't think there's a lot of people in the city going, yeah, the new City High album really speaks to me.
And it's like, yeah, it really reaches into my soul. Yeah.
Yeah. 323-920-9590. It's Radio Citrus on Q959 FM. And Gwyneth Paltrow, Pepper Potts.
Oh, Pepper Potts. Mm.
She decided that she wanted to reach out to the heart of impoverished people in the city. Los Angeles being one of the richest and poorest or poorest places in the United States. And so she wanted to see what it was like to live on food stamps for a month. And I'm sure you've already heard in the news she only made it 4 days. Which goes to show that Iron Man's girlfriend is not the tough person.
She does a terrible job acting like she is.
But anybody who would go out with Robert Downey Jr.'s character on a movie is probably out of touch to begin with. You know?
A little somewhere else.
So I was looking, how much do Californians get for food stamps? If you have a household size of, in Gwyneth's case, we'll say one. How much a month do you get to spend?
$9 a month.
It's not that bad. This is California.
Sorry.
I bet even I'm going to look this up. Oklahoma. Sorry to keep picking on Oklahoma. But
no, because Oklahoma is a joke of a state. Sorry, Oklahomans, but it is.
Oklahoma food stamp amount. I'm just curious now. Household size, one. Income, we'll say nothing. Farm loss offset. Wow. Just put zero. Zero, zero.
Farm zero, loss zero, offset? Zero. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, apparently in Oklahoma. I would get a benefit of $189 in Oklahoma.
So a week or a month?
A month.
Shoot! I need to go to Oklahoma, except that it's Oklahoma, so I won't.
California is not much difference. $194.
So, okay.
Now, if you have a family of eight, so say Octomom.
If you are the Octomom,
you get $1,169 a month in California food benefits. The catch is that you have to probably spend more than that on food to feed eight growing children, especially when they become teenagers. I wonder whatever happened to Octomom.
She's probably dead.
Octomom. Nadia Solomon is still alive.
Can't win them all.
She's 39. And she has, she said in 2011, I hate babies. They disgust me. Obviously, I love them, but I absolutely wish I had not had them.
Oh, okay. Well, regret. It's real.
Mommy's going to have a tough conversation with her kids in a couple of years when they're
like, so I don't like any of you. Yeah. Fight to the death. The winner is my favorite.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, look, she literally gave birth to a gladiatorial squad. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow not succeeding more than 4 days on food stamps. I wonder if she blew through her entire budget. Oh, no. Entertainment Tonight.
Gwyneth Paltrow didn't last a week on food stamps.
4 days.
Hey, guys. I'm Sarah Flanagan, and this news really
isn't
actually shocking to anyone. Gwyneth challenged herself to live like 47 million Americans do for a whole week.
Wait, she was only trying to make it a week? I thought she was trying to make it a month.
Oh, boy.
What does that even come out to a day? 194 divided by 31. That's $6 a day, $6.25.
Oh, shoot. I could do that all day.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's actually probably – other than the times I go out to eat, which is maybe once or twice a week, which I could do without, I probably go on about $6 a day or less.
Food stamp budget of $29. But the actress wrote on Goop that she only made it 4 days before breaking down and eating chicken, veggies, and licorice.
Wait. Back up.
Chicken, veggies, licorice?
Entertainment Tonight just casually mentions the licorice.
You're like, whoa.
But if you watch the video, it pauses and actually shows you a photo of her blog post, which she says she ate half a bag of black licorice.
Oh, that's a lot.
Even I have not eaten that much candy tonight. And I'm doing a podcast. Half a bag of black licorice.
Oh, black licorice? Does she have to be so disgusting?
Well, no, black licorice is good.
No. But you can We've had this discussion before. It's not.
It's good, but you have to eat it exclusively. Like red licorice, you can eat with other candies, other sodas, other foods. But if you have just exclusively black licorice, it's fine. Black licorice is bad if you're trying to combine it with other foods.
Like?
Anything else. Well, other than water. Yeah, pizza and red licorice works. Pizza and black licorice does not. Black licorice is something that you savor and enjoy on its own. Like a fine alcohol.
Dark an album?
Alcohol. I don't drink, so I don't know. But people will be like connoisseurs of fine boozes.
Fine boozes, which is what it says on their card. Connoisseur of fine boozes.
Yeah.
Parentheses, a few S's at the end.
Which, take me to school on this, 323-920-9590. But black licorice is the same way. You don't mix it with other foods. And that's why people have a bad time with it, is they have a bite of pepperoni pizza, and then they switch to black licorice, and there you go.
Well, keep them standards low.
Exactly.
Has been forever altered by how difficult it was to eat wholesome, nutritious food on that budget.
Okay, that is the first fallacy.
My perspective has been forever altered by how difficult it was to make it 4 days!
Yes, but she did it wrong. She did it wrong because she was trying to eat healthy.
She's never
lived. The joke these days is that healthy food is expensive.
Well, some of it is. I mean, if you want to juice your kale, and have you ever juiced kale? You spend $9, you put it in the juicer, it spits out about a sneeze amount, and then apparently that's really healthy for you. As opposed to juicing, say, a carrot, we put a carrot in and it fills a gallon jug. You know, not a lot of water in kale. And kale's a very expensive thing. So, yeah, if she wants to do what her dietitian tells her to do. But my perspective has been forever altered by how difficult it was to eat wholesome, nutritious food on that budget. Okay, sweetheart, sit down here. Let me tell you.
The rest of us who are pretty poor tell you what it looks like.
The rest of us live in a world where we don't have residual checks coming every other day from our various movies we were in because we were well connected with a hot female body. The rest of us, some of us are
those of us have a hot female body.
The good or bad fortune of having ugly male bodies that go bald and they ain't getting you on TV. So what happens is we have to go get jobs. And this funny thing with a job is sometimes it doesn't pay a lot, and you blow through all your money before you get 2 weeks to the next paycheck. And you do spend sometimes more than 4 days living on a budget of a lot less than $6.25 per day for food. Sometimes it's just a bag of potatoes in your kitchen and maybe a little bit of cheese if you're lucky. So shut up.
So that brings something to mind. What is the dirtiest, poorest thing you subjected yourself to eating? I can tell you mine. One time got top ramen, that stuff. Okay, yes. That garbage. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I cut spam cubes and put it into my food.
Don't apologize. That actually sounds delicious.
Hey, it tasted great, and in total, costed about nothing.
Yeah, I mean, what's a can of Spam? A buck?
It's like $2, something
and
like that.
10 cents for the ramen. Water's free. There you go.
All right.
I went and bought if you get the really cheap, I can't even digest these anymore. The really cheap hot dogs that if you look at the ingredients, it's mechanically separated chicken.
Oh, no.
So what that is, I mentioned on the show before, is you put the chicken bones, like from when you're done with rotisserie chicken, you've cut all the good parts of the chicken off. You put it in a centrifuge and spin it, and it pulls all the like ligaments and nastiness. And then they grind it really fine and put it in as a meat filler. And then some of these cheap hot dogs, that's what most of the meat is. And so that's why it's really hard to digest, because it's not the best meat. So I got those really cheap hot dogs. I got the cheapest bread I could find, which was English muffins.
Those are good, though. I like those.
Well, not if you do this. You take the English muffin, you toast it. I didn't have any ketchup, but I had barbecue sauce. You put barbecue sauce. You put barbecue sauce on the English muffin, and then eat the hot dog in it. So it's like a poor man's hot dog.
You know, that actually doesn't sound terrible, but it also sounds terrible.
Other concoctions that weren't quite so good is barbecue sauce in the you ever try macaroni and cheese and you put chili in it? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll put hot sauce in mac and cheese. I love that.
Don't put barbecue sauce in.
Oh, no.
That didn't work.
Probably because it's sugary. That's probably what
it was. It didn't work well.
You think it would.
Yeah, you think it would, but it was a very bad experience.
Flack in the past for expensive eating. Her cookbook recipes demand pricey ingredients.
Her cookbook, by the way, is called Gwyneth Paltrow, My Father's Daughter. Good for her.
The 42-year-old was inspired to join Food Bank New York City by celeb chef bestie Mario Batali.
There you go. There you go. That's why
Found it.
That's why it didn't work. I thought that it was just good old Hollywood liberal guilt saying, you know, I was driving down the street and I saw an actual poor person. And I realized being poor must be sad sometimes. So I'm going to see what it's like so that I can feel their pain. I'm going to try to do this thing and I'll blog about it, whatever. Nope. She was in New York at some very expensive chef's restaurant. And with this hoity-toity New York exclusive one percenter group, where they all decided they, as a group, for very public reasons, were going to do it. There's no empathy in that. That was her being a player.
That was her following the crowd.
City by celeb chef bestie Mario Batali. She began on April 9th and even posted a pic of the few groceries.
Okay, what'd she buy here?
I've seen that picture. So
it's actually not bad. Black
Yeah,
beans.
But someone did a breakdown of it that, like, in total, it was only about, like, 7,000 calories. And that was being generous.
Yeah. Well, the black beans would get her a lot of mileage. The eggs are good.
Yeah.
The rice is good. But then she has, like, what is that? Kale?
Some green crap that has almost zero nutritional value, which that's why
parsley or something. It's
here's the thing.
Limes is not a good way to get all that. Limes is good for flavor, but it's not
flavor.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, you wanna eat on a budget. You wanna save money. Eggs, rice. That's it.
Yeah.
Fry up the egg. Chop it up.
Potatoes good too.
Potatoes.
Eggs and potato. I live off of that.
But yeah, like if you need cheap protein. Eggs. If you want starches, potatoes, good. Rice, better. Like,
and for your veggie, Roma tomatoes.
Sure. I mean, I don't really like veggies, but
everybody wants the beef steak tomato, the round ones that are really pretty, or the Romas are the weird, like football shaped ones.
Oh yeah.
But Romas are cheap. They have a lot of flavor, and you just chop that up. You cook some eggs and potato. In fact, that's what I'm going to eat when I'm done taping. I'm going to go upstairs and cook an egg, a potato. Chop up aroma tomato on top.
Look, that sounds delicious. You know how much that entire meal costs you? Like $4. You can make like 4,000 calories.
I think I could cook that meal for $1.
For $1?
Okay. Well, because I'm not eating an entire carton of eggs. I'm not eating an entire bag of potatoes. And I'm not even eating more than maybe half aroma tomatoes. So, I mean, okay, maybe $2 at most. But
$2 with if you put some butter on there.
Or, yeah, if I sprinkle cheese, that's when it starts to get a little expensive. But
I know,
but,
right?
But I could probably sprinkle cheese and still be under $3.
Definitely.
So I don't know what she's
she could buy. The actress also said she's, quote, outraged that there is still not equal pay in the workplace.
Oh, gosh.
What room does she have to go? She's a Hollywood actress who command...
She's like, it's so unfair, she said, getting paid more than everyone.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
Okay, look it up.
How much Gwyneth Paltrow... Well, it doesn't say how much she made in Iron Man, but Forbes says that she is worth, drumroll, $19 million. And sweetheart, you didn't make that money looking like me. And so don't give me crap that I make more money than women in the workplace with this mug when you had that mug. I want equal pay with this ugly mug as you got with that cool mug. I want to be worth $19 million if I try to audition for Iron Man 4. So zip it, lady. Ah.
It's annoying.
Bah. Don't give me that. Okay, who I have respect for is if some poor woman who's been working, maybe she's a legal clerk, maybe she's an attorney, I don't care, and she's been working her butt off for the last 17 years and has consistently had more billable hours than her male colleagues of the law practice or doctor's office or whatever. She's had more successful surgeries, more winning cases, more whatever, and she can pull the document out and show, hey, it's just because of, you know, gender misogyny or whatever in the workplace, that sexism or whatever, I make 25% less than my male colleagues. I've got a lot of respect for that. What I don't have time for is the 89th richest celebrity on the Forbes Celebrity 100 list coming out and whining and complaining about women not making enough money. Listen, lady, if you were a man, you would not be worth $19 million. You'd be worth a lot less, even if you had equal acting talent. So,
and here's the thing. Here's the thing. What bothered me the most is this whole thing. That's not what it was about. That was her, like... that was her life raft that she fashioned for herself. She's like, oh, crap, I failed at this. What do I do now? Women need equal pay. And everyone's like, yeah. She's like, no, 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 no. You don't get to cover up. You don't get to cover this mess with gender equality issues. You need to deal with this, so let's deal.
I worry that one day we're going to have some trendy thing that's like, oh, babies should be shaved bald until they're 20 years old or something.
Which I don't disagree with.
Some traditionalist mother is going to be walking through the mall and her kid has, like, hair. And these Hollywood people are going to go, it was so awful. I walked into Westfield and I saw this mother and the baby had hair growing out of it. And I just thought, oh, no. Just because everybody else is on board with the cause doesn't mean it's a thing. Now, in this case, I think it is a thing in certain cases, but
it's I hate that it's being used for something like, no. Focus on the issue. Fix the issue.
Especially since it doesn't affect her directly. All right, let's just get through this.
And she's super thankful for her life. Quote, after this week, I am even more grateful that I'm able to provide high quality food for my kids.
All right.
Oh, it was so awful. I had to shop at Albertsons like an animal. But at least now
I can
go back to Gelson's and I can go back to Whole Foods.
Don't worry. She did donate to the NYC Food Bank at the end of the week. For more of this.
Yeah. This is why we have so little patience. And, you know, and this is why actually I have a hard time ever having a movie crush. It's because you watch, say, Iron Man. You're like, oh, wow, okay. Pepper Potts, she's kind of cute, you know. No, crazy with a capital K. Like, get out of there. Go find a slightly overweight girl. Not overweight, but, well, I mean, unless you're into that sort of thing, then, you know.
Hey, look.
But, like, I think Homestar had it best, Strong Bad, a modestly hot girl to help you through the hard times. You know, the ones that are only sort of hot so they don't mess around with other guys.
Thanks, Homestar.
That's what you're looking for, because those, and then just limit the crazy, at least get it down to a lowercase K or a C, you know, but no.
You know, you can
no
even bring it down to a C if possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps it up for Radio Citrus, 323-920-9590. It's more fun to have more people on the podcast, and you shape the topic of where we go, and that makes it more fun. It's Radio Citrus on Q95.9 FM.
Clean out your keyboard. It gets gross in there.
This is Radio Citrus.
Sounded surprisingly beautiful in a brutal, horribly uncomfortable sort of way.
Steal unto others as you'd have them steal unto you. Copyright 2015, no rights reserved.
Here comes in a disco with puppies.